What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. It's been a minute. I've been busy. I'm in New York, working on Crashing, and friends from college, and trying to do stand-up, and flying back and forth. So I skipped a few weeks, but the premiership is over. I saw some games this weekend. This was the last weekend. It was the end of a great, amazing season. Just want to review it. And first, I want you guys to know that you can get at me on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic on Twitter and on Instagram. And this podcast is available at allthingscomedy.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, Libsyn. There may be a few other places. Also, our sponsor is onthevolleyapparel.com. Go there. They got men's tees, tanks, hoodies, and sweatshirts. And they also have the same thing available for women. And if you have like a team and you need your team outfitted, you know, so you can compete in like local competitions or in the league, they got that too. Use my promo code Comic Rant, get 20% off. A whole 20% off. So use that shit. I'm here solo, but next week, I've been promising this, but I've just been busy. But next week, I'll have more time to round up guests. And I have some interesting people like Judah Friedlander said he'd do the show. I got a guy who's head of marketing for Man City and he lives in the city of New York. So I'm going to be able to get him and some other people. So tell people to keep listening. We're going to be here, or I'm going to be here. We got the FA Cup coming up this weekend. There's Europa League finals, and then there's Champions League final, Real Madrid versus Liverpool. That's going to be amazing. And then the World Cup. So we're going to do the World Cup. Going to go see games every day and then come back and figure out which days. Maybe do two a week. You know, report on it. Definitely do one after the first day of the World Cup and see how England does. And so, yeah, speaking of England, Premiership season ended. It's kind of dope. So let's do this. Let's go through this. And the most exciting games on the last day were the last game. Were the teams, games that involved teams at the bottom. So let's start from the bottom. West Bromwich Albion. They were already out of this. They were already in that sunken place. You know what I mean? Their body had already been taken over by a team from the championship. And they are out. Peace. Enjoy the championship. It was a good run. You lasted there for a while in the Premiership, and now it's over. Peace, West Brom. No more ugly football from you. You lost 2-0 to Crystal Palace. You didn't have nothing to play for. The last few weeks, you stepped up your game, but this week you're like, it doesn't matter. We're done. And once Southampton, I think they beat Stoke or Swansea last week, then West Brom realized it was a wrap and they just managed to only let Crystal Palace score 2 goals. Not that Crystal Palace goes on these great scoring streaks. Sometimes they do, but so peace, West Brom. You're out. Stoke, you're gone too. And you're a bunch of haters because you played Swansea, right? And Swansea needed to beat you guys to stay up or have a chance to stay up. Or that they needed to score a bunch of goals. And Stoke is like, nope. Even though we have nothing to fight for, we ain't letting you, Swansea, survive either. We're going to take you down with us. They're like, Stoke was like, I'm going to grab onto your legs and pull you off this ledge with us. And so you just watched both Swansea and Stoke like just free fall without a parachute into the championship this Sunday. So Stoke, they're number 19. They have 33 points. Two more points than West Brom that has 31 points. And Swansea, 33 points. You're down, bro. You're down. You lost your last five games. Whew. Man. If you go to PremierLeague.com, it's just five red L's. Just where their last five games, the results of their last five games. So, yeah. You get out with that one. Which is crazy because West Brom, their last five games, they have three W's, one draw, and one loss. They tried. They tried. Southampton, they're number 17. They make it. They stay up. Congratulations, Lee. And Southampton is in the, what I'd like to call the whew, we just made it position. Whew. Man, one more slip. One slip in any direction, and we would be Swansea right now. But nope. You're up. You survive. You make it. And congratulations, Southampton. You stay up. So, hey, man. Enjoy another Premiership season, Southampton. And don't sell anybody. Not one. Don't sell the ball boy. Keep everybody and add to that fucking squad. The only piece of people you sell are people you know you're not going to use. Don't even sell a fan. Nothing. Your selling days are over. You had a great way of doing it, of feeding the league players. Chill now. You've apparently done too much. If this doesn't scare you away from your selling ways, hoard a little bit. Be better hoarders. Save some stuff. Your 17th. Number 16th, Huddersfield. I'd like to congratulate Huddersfield for coming to the Premiership and surviving. And it's funny because Huddersfield, of all the promoted teams from the Championship last year or this season, started off the hottest. And they finished closest to being re-relegated. And I just made that word up. But Huddersfield, you're 16th, you made it. You're in the second position. You're just cushioned by Southampton. And your first year in the league, you got 37 points. You got a lot of points in the beginning. And that helped you stay up. And yeah, man. Who'd you lose to on your last day? You lost to Arsenal. Tough. Aubameyang scored and people wanted to send off Wenger with a win. And to be honest, Huddersfield had some chances. They almost tied or could have won that game. So they put in a lot of effort. I've seen some of the games. They worked hard. I'm happy for the coach. And yeah, you deserve to stay up in your hair. So I'll see you next year in the Premiership. Brighton Hove. Congratulations. You too. Graduated to the Premiership last year for this season. And boom. You are still there. And you got 40 points, which is the amount of points you need for safety. And Brighton Hove, you made it too. All the promoted teams at the beginning of the season made it. I think this has only happened like once where all three teams made it. So, yeah, Brighton Hove, Chris Hughton, did your thing. Keep this up, improve, and yeah, man. Make Brighton Hove like a regular, you know, just make it synonymous with the Premiership. It's going to take me more than 1 year to do it, but yeah. Watford, yeah, you're 14th. You're a weird team, Watford. Sometimes, I always think Watford is going to be better than they are because there was one season, maybe two or three seasons ago, when they were pretty good, and I keep thinking of that Watford, but they really and truly are just a 14th place team, Watford. I gotta stop thinking of them in the past, and this is more like future Watford, like 14th. And you only won one of your last five games. One of your last five games you won. Yeah, three losses and one draw. And this weekend, you lost to Man U, thank God. I think it was 1-0. Rashford scored. And, yeah, Man U needed to end the season with a win. 2-8. You're the first team that wasn't in... Well, I'll save that comment for when I get to Man U. But, yeah. All right, Watford. You made it. You're 14th. You got 41 points. Going up to West Ham. And West Ham, yeah, man. Moyes got this team when it was in the basement and about to have the stamp on it and put in the mailbox and sent to the championship and turned the team around. I mean, this team had talent anyway. I don't even know why it would be in the basement getting ready to be shipped off to the championship at that point of the season, but you finished with 42 points in 13th place, and yeah, you are saved. And Moyes gonna stay? I think he should stay. And you, it's funny to see Moyes beat his old team Everton, and with a West Ham squad, but you beat them 3-1, and you're up. So congratulations, West Ham. Bournemouth, one of my favorite teams to watch. That's not in the top 10. You finished 12th. Eddie Howe did your thing as a coach. You got 44 points from your team. You play attractive football. And last game of the season, you beat Burnley 2-1. Jermaine Defoe scored last goal for the season for Burnley. And the Burnley defender slipped up. And, yeah, you can't slip up around these bloodthirsty Burnley because Burnley can score. They also let in a lot of goals. Let's see some of this. Players, clubs. What is the... What are these things? Goals. So the third goals against... Just trying to see goals against goals for... So Burnley... Or Bournemouth, as I should have, had 61 goals for... themselves, and they let in 45. That's how much attacking football they play. They scored 61 goals, let in 45, because they have scored more goals than shit. No, that's goals against. They let in. Holy shit. Is this true? Bournemouth let in 61 goals. Goals against. Jesus, Bournemouth. You scored 45. So they believe themselves open. Their goal difference. Let me see. It's minus 16. So yeah, I think Bournemouth needs to worry about some defense next year. Yeah. Bournemouth letting more goals, right, than Swansea, Stoke, and, well, Swansea and West Brom, who are being relegated. The only relegated team that let in more goals than Bournemouth was Stoke, but they only scored 35. So Bournemouth scored 45 goals. Just looking at this, West Ham scored 48 goals and they let in 68. So I guess Bernardes tried to play attacking football and tried to kind of go for it too. It's funny when you look at the goals for and against and how it weighs. There's some records broken this year, so when I go up further and start talking about Man City, their goals for, see how amazing they are compared to these teams down at the bottom. So let's keep going. Crystal Palace, you finish 11th, which is great. Crystal Palace finishes 11th. This team lost their first 7 games of the season. And they went on a 4-game losing streak somewhere towards the end of the season. But they finished the season with 4 wins in their last 5 games and 1 draw. So they got points from their last 5 games, Crystal Palace did. And Roy Hodgson did it. I can admit that I didn't want him as a coach. I thought they should have just stuck with DeBoer. I don't think DeBoer would have got this team relegated. I think they would have eventually gotten their shit together. They had a lot of bad luck in front of the goal in the beginning of the season. Like, I saw them blow chances. I'm like, it was like a curse was on this team. But yeah, man, they got their shit off and they finished with 44 points in 11th place. A team a few weeks ago that was like, they going down, but they didn't. They fought off prison rape, and they are going to be in the Premiership next season. Now, another team that amazes me is Newcastle, because Newcastle was in the basement at the beginning of the season also, and they finished just above Crystal Palace. They're basement brothers, and they finished 10th. 10th is very respectable for a team that was just promoted to the Premiership, that didn't spend a lot of money, that had a lot of turmoil. Like, Benitez was promised a transfer budget, then was delivered probably only half of it. Then in the middle of the season and in the beginning of the season, they were up for sale. And so it's like, when you're up for sale, you're going to get a new owner. You don't even know if this guy's going to be the coach. You know, how can you make players play for you when they like, I'm going to be here more than this coach is going to be here. So why do I have to impress this guy who's probably may not be here, you know? So it was a rough season emotionally and physically. And the season started off tough for Newcastle. Like, they really got welcomed to the Premiership by Premiership teams. But Benitez, 10th from not being in the Premiership last year to 10th Newcastle. Got to give you props for that, even though I don't like you. And the crazy thing is Newcastle lost 4 out of their last 5. Shit. Like, they finished with 44 points, right? In 10th. This is how small the margin is. So they lost 4 out of their last 5. So they won their last game against Chelsea, who we'll get into that, you know? And if they didn't beat Chelsea, normally you'd be like, man, Chelsea's the last team you want to pick face at the last game of the season when you need points. But they faced Chelsea and they scorched them 3-0. Like, they schooled them. They spanked them like they were Chelsea. So, but if they didn't get those 3 points, say they didn't get any points, they would have finished in 14th. Because they would have only had 41 points. Or 14th, or depends on the goal difference between them and Watford. But they would have dropped 1, 2, 3. They would have dropped, it's 5 places down the table. Let me just count it by hand. What am I doing? Here goes, where they at? Newcastle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. I was right. So that win. Like, next year, when you don't think, you won't be thinking about they lost 4 out of their last 5 games of the season. You'll be like, they finished 10th. And you won't figure how much that last game weighed in on their position. And playing Chelsea, a Chelsea that's given up on Conte, that's given up on everything. The Jekyll and Hyde Chelsea, the Chelsea that wins 1 year and bails, and the players' souls bails on their bodies and their shadows of themselves the year after each time they win. This particular Chelsea team, that's how they play. They, one season is Jekyll, next season Hyde. You know what I mean? So that's who Newcastle played, and that's why they were fortunate enough to get their 3 points and finish in 10th. So it's not that impressive of a 10th place when I think about who they played and that they lost the last 4 of their last 5 games of the season, Newcastle. But Benitez, you did it. You got enough points to win the last game of the season and finish 10th. So, good. Leicester finished 9th. That's respectable for Leicester. only 47 points. They lost their last game. Now, this was the fucking game of the weekend. 5-4 versus Tottenham, back and forth. Leicester took the lead. Then it was a tie. Then Leicester took the lead. I think they went up 3-1. And then Tottenham scored 3 goals in a row. Then led them 4-3. And then fucking Vardy scored again. Made it 4-4. And then fucking Kane scored. I mean, who scored I think Kane scored the last goal. Not quite sure. But that was an amazing game. 5-4 at the end of the season. Kane trying to catch Mo Salah and get those goals. And try to last minute sneak the golden boot from him for the season. Goal scoring title. Salah like, nah, bro. Nah, it's not happening. Go to some other league. And This is more about Leicester. You know, we'll see what Leicester's going to do with Mahrez. I don't know if Mahrez is going to stay. He's a really good player. And this might have been the last season of seeing, like, most of Championship Leicester play. You know, that Championship team that won the league. So, for that team to... This is a great game to see, like, the last of that Championship team play, you know, where most of the players that helped Leicester win the championship were still on the roster for that game. And a lot of them played. But yeah, that's it. That's it. This is the last of the Championship Leicester squad, because I don't know if Mahrez is going to be there and if Vardy's going to be there, but who's going to be there, you know? We don't know. So peace, Leicester. See you in the Premiership, but I don't know under what type of conditions. Everton's 8, but it's like the suckiest 8 I've ever seen in my life. A team finish. Like, most of the games that I witnessed, there was just like nothing there. They would just go out on the pitch and get walked over. Like, there's teams at the bottom of the table that are getting relegated that worked harder week in, week out than Everton. So that's how much talent Everton gets, and that's how much their coach doesn't get out of their team. That they finished with 59 points, right? 59 points. 49 points, I'm sorry, they finished with. And I've seen them play some of the most lackluster games. Like, even Stoke, Swansea, West Brom, like, when they're struggling, they're trying hard, and that something doesn't go their way, but I've seen Everton just walk on the field and everybody just take a sun bath. You know? Just relax. Like, try to bring him coffee to wake him up. They just slap it out the waiter's hand. No. I want a sun drink and a big hat and a bath towel. A beach towel so I can lay down on the soccer field and make my fans watch me tan. Like, the only defense they put up was against the sun. They put on SPF or whatever suntan lotion code is. But Everton, they finished 8th. They got 49 points. 49 points is like almost 50 points. And they like 50 points off from Man City, who won the title with 100 points. So you got 50 points worth of work to do, Everton. Burnley finished 7th. And I've said this before. They have 54 points. And Burnley, man, Sean Dyche, definitely a candidate for Coach of the Year. Pep won it. But if there was a number 2, he would have been my number 2 for second Coach of the Year, man, because he maximized his team. He got the most out of the least. And, yeah, any coach that can maximize his team like that, I give. And I've just heard, you know, reports from, like, other sources how Burnley throughout the year sold some players in their transfer windows and got good ones or better ones to replace, and, you know, so they're improving. So I hope they keep that steady thing, you know, get the right players with the right attitude to add to what you've got. 7th, man, you're in Europe. great, fucking great. 4 years ago, you weren't in a premiership. 5 years ago, for sure, you weren't in a premiership. But, hey, man, great job. Arsenal, Jesus, like, thank God this came to an end, because who wanted to see more of this? Like, man, it was watching Arsenal this year was like watching a pretty girl get ugly. She's been pretty all her life. And it's like, oh, this is the year. Her looks are fading. It's over. She's going to have to become a better person to get attention, because this look thing is gone. And yeah. Shallow how? Like, we just watch this team or this thing fall apart for years. And Wenger, thank you for everything, man. And you're out now. And you leave the season. How many wins did you have? You won 19 games, 6 losses. You had a lot of ties. Ton of ties. No, 6 draws, 13 losses. And you had, you let 51 goals in. 74 for you. And it's just a bad Arsenal season, man. Like, Wenger could not meet his own standards, and he hasn't been able to meet his own standards for years. He's been in Europe 20 of the 22 years he's been in the league. Last two, out of Europe. Crashed out of the Europa League finals, semifinals versus Atletico Madrid, and that was your only chance of, like, ending with some silverware. And, but fuck it, man, you're out. Listen, the fans love you. They appreciate you. And they've been shitty to you for the last 2.5 years. But they just wanted... It's weird. They just wanted to leave you to leave while they liked you. And once you said you were going to leave, they could show that they really liked you. So they've been shitting on you, but they really like you. It's like, hey, man... it's like being fired from being a dad, I guess. Like, hey, man, I'm grown now. I don't need you to tell me to do everything anymore. I can run this shit myself, or I can find somebody, a wife or whatever, to run this. You know, you're being relieved of your duties, so just just go age gracefully somewhere, and we can always talk and be friends. So Wenger, out. And whoever, they said Arteta is the favorite to get this job. I think anybody who gets this team is in a great position. Arsenal has pieces. They have good players that all you got to do is motivate them to play harder, especially defensively and in the midfield. And somebody could, it's there. Like, you just need a good coach, and this team could be really competitive. You know, this team could finish in a Champions League spot next year. You know, they have quality attacking players on this team, man. A lot of quality. So, to see if somebody over there could, like, kick them in their asses. Man, these dudes like to chill. Man, you gotta put them in turn-up mode. Stop all this relaxation that they got going on the field in the middle of games, thinking shit is all right. But, you know, I'm sure Wenger being there, the fans wanted him out. Maybe that also, like, if your fans don't believe in your coach and they're chanting for him to get fired from the beginning of games to the end of games, it probably does affect you as a player. So, you know, it's like if you're walking down the street with your father and your neighborhood is ridiculing him. Like, when you go home, are you going to respect your father, you know? Or doubt's going to start to creep in and human nature take over. So I'm sure all that shit did not help. Wenger did way better as a coach when the fans' grumbling wasn't that loud. You know, players listened more and respected him more. So this thing just had to end, man. This thing just had to end. And I'm glad it got better once he decided to bow out and people could really show their appreciation for him. So, the fans of Arsenal. So, fine. It's over. It's a wrap. Number 5, Chelsea. Man, you are in the FA Cup Finals, so you have that to look forward to. You're going to play my team, Man U, who I'm definitely rooting for. We beat you this year, but it's still don't trust Chelsea. You know, who knows? They might put up a fight. They definitely didn't put one up in the last game of the season against Newcastle. Can you give us some of that? Show us some of that new defense, lack of defense that you showed Newcastle. Could you do that, Chelsea? Let us win something since you don't give a fuck. Don't challenge us now at the FA Cup. So Conte, definitely this team is not playing for him like they played last year. Some things went wrong. I don't know exactly what they were. Maybe the players were in support of the, you know, the Brazilian who plays for Spain more than we thought, you know. Like, Chelsea's players have to be 100%. These players, these particular players have to be 100% down with this coach, or only Willian and Conte will play like hard every game. Hazard, he had his Jekyll and Hyde season. Just Willian was busting his ass. And they tried harder in Champions League, I can say that, but they couldn't get past Barcelona. So, Chelsea, you finished fifth. You got the FA Cup coming up this weekend. Hope you lose. Liverpool, man, they finished fourth. 5 points ahead of Liverpool, 75 points. Let me see how many goals Liverpool scored this season. They scored 84. They let in 38. They let in more goals than Man U and Tottenham. Man U and Tottenham scored less goals than Liverpool, but that's how many goals they let in. 38, which drops them, a team that scored 84, which is more goals. They have a 46-plus point difference, goal difference. But because they let in so many goals, man, you know, they got better defensively towards the end of the year. But, it, you know, and they're in the Champions League final against Real Madrid, so it's going to be exciting to watch, and I'm going to root for, I shouldn't be rooting for Liverpool, but I don't give a fuck. I root for who I want to root for when I want to root for them. So I'm going for Liverpool because I want a British team to win the Champions League, because it brings value, I feel, to our league, and I've said this before on the podcast. So yeah, I'm a Real Madrid fan in the Spanish league, but fuck it, bro. I mean, I win either way, but I'm really rooting for Liverpool. Salah and them guys deserve something. Klopp has to win something. You can't just be like taking people to finals. We went to Europa League finals the first season he was there. They lost to Sevilla. And yeah, he's got to win something to justify, you know, him being there. Because even though he's brought this exciting team, if they don't win, like Arsenal had an exciting team for years, and when they weren't winning, they said, get rid of him, off with his head. So for Klopp to keep his head, he needs to win. And I know that my man at Real Madrid, Zidane, might lose his job if he doesn't win Champions League. But he can coach other places. Shit. And if Real Madrid is that on... unforgiven or firing him, fuck it. No need to be in that place anyway. They should appreciate you. Even though it works for Real Madrid when they fire people, you know. It works for some clubs when the Chelsea fires people a lot and they always get somebody back and they win. And Barcelona has a decent amount of rate of turnover in the coach position and their coaches win. Like they just won again, you know. And some teams can do that. Some teams can change coaches forever and they get worse results. Some can change them and get same and better. So, Spurs. Well, let me talk one more back to the Liverpool game. So, Liverpool, I watched the Liverpool-Brighton Hove game, their last game of the season. Liverpool won 4-0. And let me tell you something. It was exciting. Liverpool's attack is just, they just put them out there to test it into, it was like a training session for Champions League. Like, that defense cut through Brighton Hove defense the way Salt Bay carves meat off the bone. No chance. They just slid through. It was beautiful the way they dissected them, like a genius kid in a lab with a fetal pig that knows every part, vein, muscle, blood vessel, molecule of an animal. They just cut through, son. It was beautiful to watch. Brighton Hove, we're safe. So they're like, all right, we don't like getting turned over and our pants pulled down, but we're still going to be in the league, so fuck it, it's not so bad. Spurs. I guess talking about them before, them and Leicester had an amazing game at the end of the season. And so they finished third. They're 77 points. And Pochettino, you haven't won anything. You have to win something. Like, you look around you. In this league, or in these leagues, in these European leagues, you don't win something, you're out. So this is the last season when you can't win anything. Next season, you don't win something. I know you finished second before, you finished third before. You finished fourth, I think, before. This is your next, now it's third. Whatever you finished, you have to finish number one. You got to win an FA Cup, or at least a League Cup, bro. Like, unless Spurs is like, fuck it, we're happy. But I think they're going to start feeling, the fans are going to start feeling entitled too, and they're going to win something. And listen, they're going to want to win something because they're going to always get teased. And they're always going to get teased because they always talk a lot of shit. And then teams that win are going to talk shit back to them. And they have no silverware to put back in the face of these top teams who they're talking shit to. So Pochettino, your fans made your job harder. You're going to have to win something next season or else. Or take one of those jobs that are being offered to you based on your job that you're doing at this club. Like, so you either win or get a better job, upgrade to a team that can get you some wins. All right? That's what you should think about during the break. All right. Manchester United, number two. We got 81 points, which is great compared to the last four or five seasons since Ferguson's left. It's the highest we've finished since he's left. And we have a chance to win the FA Cup. So we'll take it. We've definitely made some progress. We have solidity in the midfield. We need more cohesion between our attack, our forwards, and our midfield. But defensively, we're pretty sound. We only let in one more goal than the champions, Man City. And our goal four is 40 plus. We only scored 68 goals. We could have scored more. I watched those every game, and we have some bad mathematicians making math up front. We just don't combine sometimes, you know. But overall, good season, and it'll be even better if we can win the FA Cup this weekend and beat Chelsea. You know, we got a team with a name in front of us. And I like that we beat, and I said this the last podcast, we beat quality teams. Like, the points we have, we lost to all the promoted teams. We lost to Newcastle, Brighton Hove, and Huddersfield. We lost to teams that we shouldn't have lost to, but we beat teams that we could have lost to. You know, we couldn't beat West Ham. We lost to Brighton Hove. You know, Some of the, I feel bad about the teams we lost to, but I feel better about teams we did beat. Like, we beat everybody in the top six. Impressively. Especially towards the end of the season. So, you know, I'll take a win over Liverpool against a loss to Brighton Hove any day. And we finish second. And we finish behind the champs. Centurions, some people are calling them. Man City. First team to win the Premiership with 100 points. They have a plus 79 goals. Jesus Christ. They scored 106 goals, y'all. It's a lot. It's a lot of fucking goals. First team to win 32 games in a season. They drew 4, lost 2. So, Man City won a Premiership 3 times. We've won, I think, around 13 times. And we could be dismissive and say we've won it 13 times, but you can't. Because Man City have made themselves real. Like, you can't say they're the teams that will challenge us. They're a team that will challenge Man U sometimes that lives across town. They're real because they won the league with 100 points. This is going to be a problem for a while. This could be a problem to the point where they catch us historically. So the good thing about Man City being good is that it's going to force Man United to be better too. And that better is like, we're going to have to do so much work that we will also be better in Champions League. You know what I mean? So we'll have a better chance because we have to improve to beat them in the league. It will help our squad, and the improvements will help us in Champions League competition, because now we feel like we have so much work to do, and then we have to maintain an upkeep because they have Pep. They have a bunch of guys that came over from Barcelona that got them Pep. They got this team that's running and flowing and scoring. So we have to work, you know. And there's a lot of rumors flying around about getting rid of Pogba. That's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Like, listen, all I have to say about this is this. People are saying Pogba is not worth the price tag and he doesn't show up. No Pogba, we have nothing. We're finishing like out of, we're finishing Europa League spots. With Pogba, we were in Europa League. We win the League Cup and we come second with a Champions League spot and we have a chance to win FA Cup. The only thing we did without Pogba the year before is that we won an FA Cup since Ferguson left. That's it. Besides that, we finished out of Europe completely without Pogba. So he brings quality to the midfield. Him and Matic. Matic ain't young, but he's still good for at least 2 years, probably more. Carrick piece, you know, it was great having you, man. I'm not gonna say anything derogatory. I just think people are overrating you. But you were a great player. Good player, really solid good player. Just not great. Good. Which, fuck it. It's way better than I could have been in the fourth division. I wouldn't have been good. So, what can I say about that? But yeah, that's the league. And I guess there's something I want to look up. Sorry about that noise. So, World Cup 2018 is upon us. All the confirmed squads from this summer's finals in Russia. So let me just go. Egypt got their squad. I'm going to try to name these players. I just want to go to what England did. Slide down to what England did. I'm just stopping at Portugal for a second because I wonder if they got the kid from Swansea on their team, because he couldn't even play at Swansea. He couldn't play at Bayern. So did they include him because he helped them win a... It's weird how 2 years changes everything. He helped them win a European championship. So is he there? I don't see his name there. No. Bernardo Silva. No, is he in midfield? Andre Gomes, Bruno Fernandes, João Mario, João Moutinho, Manuel Fernandes, Ruben Neves. Shit. Didn't make it. All right, Spain's is yet to be named. Morocco's yet to be named. Iran named theirs. Nah, Iran's final 23 yet to be confirmed. France's team. Let me just look at that. That'll be interesting. Nah, France is yet to be named. Peru is yet to be named. Go to Argentina. Final 23 to be confirmed. So is this a guesstimate? And we all know Lionel Messi is going to be on it. So Barcelona won the Spanish league, but they lost their last game and Messi didn't play, which I think is a mistake because I think this is true. So I think Messi didn't play and they lost the last game of the season, which was their only loss for the season. And I know Messi, you don't want to take any chances with him. I don't think he was injured. And you want to rest him for the World Cup. But if you have a chance to go through your season undefeated, you play Messi. Because it's worth it to play him. So to have a shot at an undefeated season in La Liga and not take it, even though you won the league, you go for that. All right, I'm sliding down the list. England's squad is like way down the list. All right, so Brazil got theirs. They got Danilo, and shout out and sorry to Dani Alves. He's injured, so he's not gonna make the Brazilian team. He's injured out of the World Cup, but he said don't cry for him. But man, because this Brazilian team has a great chance of fucking winning this thing. Felipe Luiz, Atletico Madrid. Thiago Silva, PSG. Miranda. Pedro Gromel. Casemiro. Fernandinho from Man City. Paulinho from Barcelona. Fred from Shakhtar Donetsk, Renato Augusto from Beijing, Felipe Coutinho from Barcelona, William from Chelsea, Douglas Costa from Juventus. That's just their midfield. You want to name their forwards? Neymar, Roberto Firmino, Gabriel Jesus from Man City, Roberto Firmino from Liverpool. Solid. Solid fucking team. Strong as fuck. Like, it brings back that old school Brazilian. If you're a team that has to face Brazil, that brings back that old school fear and rattling in your bones when you get on the field and look across a halfway line and you see Brazil out there and you see those guys. You're like, shit. You know? And they look good. They play good. So it's Costa Rica. They're 23 to be confirmed. Let me just keep going down. Germany's 23 is yet to be confirmed, but they got a lot of possibilities. Mexico, Sweden. Where is England? Because I think England named theirs. I'm just going down this list. Be fucked up if I passed them already, too. Senegal. So it feels like I passed them. Son of a. Let me just go to this thing, this article. Because this article says that Hart and Wilshire didn't make the English squad. Right? And I agree with this decision. Like, Hart hasn't looked good in goal. The irony is, Hart was fine in goal until Pep got there and said, you're not good in goal. He was good enough, but I knew he wasn't good. And I knew England needed a better goalkeeper. But Pep was the first one to be like, hey, man, this is not the standard. And I don't care what people say about me. So, Hart, you have 75 caps. And you had a terrible season at West Ham. Conceded 39 goals in 19 Premiership League games for West Ham. And they're like, what the fuck, bro? And Jack Wilshere, you have the whole summer to think and just become a better player. You have pace. First, I thought you had no pace. You're just kind of lazy, bro. You have all this skill. But get your shit together, man. So Jordan Pickford is in there. And yeah, it will be an extraordinarily inexperienced England squad. But fuck it. We've had experienced squads that have played inexperienced. So we're going to go with this. Let me see what else is happening in football. So let's see. So Villa tied with Middlesbrough today, and they won their first leg. So, Lloyd, you are one game away. Who are you going to play in the finals? Who are you playing? I should also read off the teams from the championship that will... So let me just type that in. I think Wolves is back in the Premier League. Is going to be back in the Premiership. Let me see. So, who's going to be in the finals? Hold on. Sorry, my bad. I know Villa's in the final of the playoff to get to the championship, to get to the Premier League. So who are they playing? So Fulham beat Derby 2-0. So I think they're going to play Fulham. And Fulham has this young kid who I heard is really fucking good. So it's going to be Fulham versus Villa in the championship playoff final at Wembley. And teenager, Seasigan, yeah, I think that's the kid. Yeah, I'll look it up on my phone. I'll talk about it. We'll talk about that too when that game happens. That's going to be on Saturday, May 26th. So not this weekend, the weekend after. So my homeboy Lloyd has a chance to get back with his Villa squad to the Premiership. Fingers crossed. And Ryan Sessegnon is a player that everybody's talking about. And he's young. He's British. Some people want him in the World Cup squad. But let him just keep playing and earn his way up. He's Fulham leading scorer and is now netted 22 times in 80 career appearances. Yeah. Just take, calm down, English fans and media. Relax. We got better players than him right now. Let him mature. And shout out to J. Lloyd Samuels, who passed, ex-Villa defender, died in a car crash and today or yesterday. And hey, man, thanks for being here. And thanks for letting us watch you play. Appreciate that. And also, I didn't post a podcast last week, but Sir Alex Ferguson had a brain operation, and I think he's recovering. So get better, Sir Alex. Everybody's been rooting for you, and we also should root for Southgate. Even though I don't want him to be England's coach, I want him to do good at the World Cup. I don't want us to do bad. So I'm going to root for him too. Send some positivity your way. And yeah, that's it. That's the wrap. Premiership is wrapped. So we got nothing left. Everything is over. Only a few minor things like the Championship final, the FA Cup final, the Europa League final, Champions League final, and the entire World Cup. That's all that's left for this season of football until football starts right back again in August. What are we going to do until football starts in August with only the FA Cup, the Championship, the Europa League finals, the Champions League finals, the World Cup, and then the Charity Shield, and then every other team's version of the Charity Shield, and the Europa League final player, the finals winner versus the Champions League finals winner. All this we have to sit, you know, we have nothing to do until the season start back again in August. It's a lot of football. That's all I'm saying. But thanks for listening to me ramble. Gonna have some guests. It's like 2:30 in the morning. I gotta be at work at 9:30 for crashing. But fuck it. Went out, did some shows tonight after work, and did this. So I'm glad. Love you. And subscribe, listen. And, yeah, one.